The king of the city, Bimbisara, heard that the Buddha was camped outside and went to visit him with 120,000 Brahmins. On hearing him preach, we are told that each and every one of them, including the king, begged to be received as lay followers.
We know that with people, when we meet some people, we immediately feel a sense of reverence, you know, a sense of humility in their presence, and yet they don't seem inaccessible. He was actually very charismatic. People were, in a way, entranced by him. I think he was able to understand the psychology of the person. He had a sort of intuitive sense of what the person needed. He was not saying, "I'm the one who knows." He said, "You try it." And this spirit of free inquiry that the Buddha was really encouraging was quite revolutionary.
Following their meeting, Bimbisara was said to have donated a bamboo grove on this very spot as a retreat for the Buddha's growing community. Winning over wealthy patrons would be crucial for the future of the Buddha's message. The establishment of permanent bases in places like this saw the Sangha develop from a group of like-minded itinerants into a settled institution.